What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before the radio show is over, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium Wednesday, May 28th. So keep listening for your chance to win.
We were talking Caps. Of course, Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Can't believe it, Cakes. I can believe it because it just happens to be on.
Yeah.
I have ESPN on.
Right.
I watched a little of the PGA so far. Do you want an update?
Sure. Give me a PGA championship update. Yes.
Some guy named Ryan Fox is in the lead, 3-under.
Okay.
I had never heard of him.
Yeah. No, I don't know. How would you know who that
had
person is?
Had you heard
is?
Of Ryan Fox?
I know who Rick Fox is. Yes.
He won last week at the Myrtle at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I don't know that person.
It was the event that was next to the signature event at the Truist at Philly Cricket Club.
Here's
but
what I
none
do
of
know.
The people that we selected
That's
are
okay.
on the
so,
leaderboard
so
right now.
Not worried about that. But if you're a Ravens fan like Valdez, maybe you should be worried that during our bathroom break, when we were side by side at the urinals, I literally picked the Ravens 2025 results in probably, what, about 30, maybe 35 seconds, Valdez?
You just looked at the schedule and
I just went through the schedule, dubs, losses.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you have them at 12-5.
13-4.
Just
like the Commanders.
Hey, you know what it is? Cakes loves overs.
I do.
And so that's going to come out when we go through schedules, too.
But the Ravens' number in Vegas is 11.5.
Yeah.
So picking 13 wins is not outrageous.
They just extended Derrick Henry.
Yep.
Gave him $30 million, $25 million guaranteed.
Yep.
I guess $30 million for 2 years.
Pretty nice.
They're a formidable team, of course. You got Lamar and Derrick Henry.
So, Valdez, you got nothing to worry about. You got 13 wins chalked up, probably a division title. You're welcome. Time now for the entertainment page.
You just need Mark Andrews to hold on to a pass in the end zone.
Well, I mean, he's getting phased out by a guy named Isaiah Likely. Younger, better version. Well, better might be a stretch, but he's pretty good.
All right, guys, EP, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner, the only one, for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She's the top dog. You can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website. Just go to BMWFairfax.com, and when you get over there, make sure you mention your boy, EB. They will take care of you. All right, big shocker. They're going back to it, Cakes.
Yeah.
They're going back to it.
Max rebrands again. They're going back to HBO Max.
I mean,
Hello.
Who told you that was a horrible idea the very second that news came out? I know I was one. I know that Drab T-shirt was waving that flag, too. It's a horrible branding decision.
Yeah, they changed it to Max in 2023. But they've had like HBO be a part of the name for like almost 50 years.
Correct.
So what are you doing? Big mistake.
Just a bunch of suits sitting around coming up with what they thought was a brilliant idea that blew up in their faces.
They were hoping that it would highlight its diversity of offerings, Kate, including original IP from HBO, Warner Brothers Pictures, Discovery, etc. But I guess they decided they needed to get that HBO back
in there. You think the suits at Nike sit around and say, you know what, we need to come up with a different name.
Yeah.
Do you think the guys at Apple sit around their boardroom thinking, you know, I don't know if this Apple brand is really working for us after all these years. Maybe we'll change it. Maybe we'll name our company Banana or Pear. It's just dumb. Yeah. Stick with what works, okay?
Right.
Stick with the name that works, that people connect with.
All right, Nick Cage is kind of back in the news, Cakes. Do you know why?
I know why.
I think I know why.
Go ahead.
Isn't he playing John Madden in like a biopic?
Yes.
And is Christian Bale Al Davis?
Yes, Christian Bale is Al Davis, and it's going to be an Amazon MGM film about the life of John Madden. And I think Nick Cage, is he about 60 now?
It's got to be.
I saw a picture. He looks okay, actually. Yep. He put on a little weight for
this
it.
This is going to work because the main thing is they have to resemble them somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nick Cage really looks like John Madden.
He does, and Christian Bale is like, he's unrecognizable. Like, I read the caption 5 times to make sure I was reading it right because I looked at the Al Davis character, and I was like, it looks like Al Davis, but it doesn't look anything like Christian Bale. So he's kind of like, he's becoming Al Davis in that role. So I think it will work too.
Have you seen the movie where he essentially plays himself?
Christian Bale?
Nick Cage.
No.
It's actually pretty good.
Have not.
Has a really long title.
I know the movie you're talking about. I haven't seen it. Seen a lot of other Nicolas Cage fare. Though, I'll say this, I'm not a National Treasure guy. I know that franchise has made a lot of money. I've never been moved to watch National Treasure. Valdez, should I?
It's got to sell it.
It's pretty good.
You know what? It's a great turn your brain off movie.
Well, I can do that easily.
Yeah, I like National Treasure.
My
so the
brain's
movie,
off right
you
now.
You know, if you get sites for history, watch it.
Yeah, it's just more kind of a myth. It's like an Indiana Jones type movie, I would say.
I like me some Indiana Jones.
It was called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Right?
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
So we've been talking a lot about Diddy and Cassie and the horrible like sexual and psychological abuse that she endured while she was dating Diddy. I guess on the stand, she recently revealed how much Diddy paid her for her 2023 lawsuit. Remember when the video first came out? Like within like a day or two, I felt like they announced some sort of settlement to try to make that story go away, mm-hmm. that horrible video. How much do you think, Cakes, Cassie raked in from Diddy? He gave her a certain amount, a single payout, it looks like. You have to guess.
I'm going to throw a dart out there. $2.5 million.
$20 million.
Wow, it was very light.
Diddy paid $20 million to try to make that whole thing go away. Obviously, didn't work.
Yeah, I should have paid more, I guess.
Yeah, apparently 50 Cent's been like he's been on a spree just goofing on Diddy the last couple days after all these allegations are coming out with all the male escorts and the baby oil.
Just be careful. Make sure you don't have a bunch of skeletons in your closet, Fitty. Okay? Okay? You better be squeaky clean if you're going to do that.
Let me see. By the way, I got to thank the person that sent me the link to this, the head thing that you could put on your bed.
Okay.
So for like a massage, you don't need a massage table. You can just get the headrest part.
Oh,
I saw that.
Like a donut.
It looks so goofy.
Yeah. I mean, who cares if it works?
So you're going to have to sleep like upside down. Usually your bed is against a wall, so you're not going to be able to.
I flip flop all the time anyway. So
sometimes your head is at the foot of the bed?
5 to 6 times a night.
What?
You're going to have to be at the foot of the bed for this.
I flip around like a fish.
Hold on.
It gives me space for my arms.
This is
arms.
Quite a revelation.
All right. You mirror yourself. You change positions.
You wake up next to Dina's smelly feet.
His
feet
are by Dina's huge, head. But yeah. Yeah. I flop around like a fish on my bed.
That is.
It's torture.
It's bizarre.
That's unbelievable.
Anything to sleep. So yeah, the thing is, it's $130.
What about this option?
Yeah.
Sleeping pills.
I mean, I don't really want to get addicted to sleeping pills. You know what I mean?
It's not an addiction. You just,
I don't think it's great to take any kind of like medication on the daily. I'm okay.
Aren't you already doing it?
No, I do it. Vitamins, supplements. I think that's different than like a medication. A natural supplement, I think, is different. You know, I don't think it's great to take Advil every day.
I don't take anything.
Yeah. I'd be getting those meds.
I generally agree with not taking much.
Yeah.
But no, I think it seems like you're already taking, you said, magnesium and melatonin.
Yeah, those are all like natural.
Valdez, you're going to laugh.
I mean, one of the big problems you might have, and you're not going to like to hear it, is, and I don't know if you do it every night, but you consume a lot of alcohol at night. That does not help.
I don't think it helps, but it actually helps me fall asleep quicker. I will say that.
Side note, Valdez, I don't know. I've had trouble with my thumbs before.
Take your denial on that one.
I think I have the beginnings of arthritis in my left thumb, and I don't know where it's coming from.
You know where it's coming from? It's your date of birth. It's coming from your old age.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Is that the same thumb that had the bowling problem? No, because you're right-handed.
I can't remember. Yeah.
You're right-handed.
This one had the nerves went dead from the bowling incident, and I think the left thumb had the clicking for a while and then went away. But now I'm telling you, I have like arthritis in that
for
thumb.
For a guy who doesn't
like
work
base,
with his hands, who does base, nothing with his hands.
Yeah, these hands are so baby soft.
Tennis and pickleball.
Left hand. Now with my left hand.
Doesn't do anything
this
with that left hand.
This is only my tennis serving.
That left hand might be the most useless left hand in the country.
And I hold the pickleball with my left hand and then hit it with my paddle.
I mean, he does less with that left hand than anyone in the world.
You're probably right. Yeah, this left hand doesn't get a lot of work, yet it hurts more than the dominant hand.
Yeah,
I can't explain
it. Softest left hand in Maryland.
Softest left hand.
I'm lefty.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
All right, so Mission Impossible. When is it coming out?
23rd.
You know what? Right, so it's about 8 days away.
This may offend you because I know you're a Tom Cruise mark.
I love it.
I'm over the. I'm out on Mission Impossible. It's actually impossible.
Well, you're lucky
for me to go see the movie
because
in the theater.
Think this is. They're saying they're hyping it anyway. As the last one, right? The
final part
reckoning.
One of two,
huh?
Hold it's on. A two-parter, though.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-parter. No, yet the name of it's the Final Reckoning.
No, I thought Dead Reckoning was the part one, and this is the final one.
Is it?
It's the final.
I know this.
One, but
I read that Tom Cruise got a 7.5-minute ovation at the Cannes Film Festival.
Well,
for this.
He's unbelievable.
7.5 minutes.
He's the greatest movie star in history.
Is the movie that silly?
Well, I know they say the stunts are ridiculous.
The article said that the movie may be a little slow. But the ending, the stunts he's doing at the end will shock and awe you.
So do we know, have they been hyping up the stunts? Have we seen, I can't even remember. I've
seen one where he's doing like the, what do they call it? Plane walking, wing walking?
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, it's not like an old timey, like 1940s, like biplane.
And he's
like,
literally
he's like
wing walking.
Off of one of the wings when it's like flipping upside down.
What a psycho. He's literally a psycho.
He's a psychotic person.
But it's butt entertaining. I do remember. I can't remember which one. I think it was a Mission Impossible where there was some chase scene. And remember, it was like on a train and like the cars were breaking off and he kept somehow getting through.
That
it was so farcical. But,
yeah, that was Dead Reckoning when we saw the screening for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays a character named Ethan Hawke, according to one of our listeners from yesterday.
Not Ethan Hunt.
Not
Ethan
Hawke. Hunt. He's Ethan Hawke.
Right.
For those that don't know.
Well, they're saying, I think it's the biggest, the most expensive Mission Impossible. I think they're saying over $400 million because of delays.
That is yes, no, man. What do we say for the latest Mission Impossible? I think we have to go yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Now, the last one they're saying domestically only did $566 million, which sounds like a lot, but considering the budget,
it
was kind of a disappointment.
And the marketing you have to account for.
Yeah, so, but also that doesn't account for international.
Yeah,
right. Sales. Doesn't account for international.
Or DVDs.
So, right.
DVDs.
So anyway, I guess it's about 8 days away. You know what? That is a movie. I will see.
By the way,
I'm bummed. I lost track. You're right. It's the last one. I thought it was part one.
Yeah, no.
No, we already
Aren't
watched part one.
Aren't you going to miss it?
Yeah, they're great movies.
His stunts are unbelievable.
Speaking of DVDs,
they're just fast-paced, fun movies.
When you rent a movie through whatever platform, say it's Apple TV Plus or whatever, why do they even give you the option of buying a movie? Like it says rent for $5.99 or you can buy it for $19.99
because some people want to watch the movie over and over and over again.
You're really just going to keep watching it over and you want it in your digital files forever?
Yeah, kids. If it's a kids movie, and
okay,
you watch
I can
it
see
over
an exception
over.
For that. But like, if I just rent a movie that I'm going to probably watch once, I'm not going to buy it. I'm going to rent it.
But maybe you
for
would
$6.
Maybe you would see a movie like Rounders and be like, yeah, let me buy this. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, you're like, I'm going to watch it again.
I don't need to buy it. It's available on all the platforms free.
Hey, when we went to Penn National for Gents Cup, Wacky Jackie brought his Apple TV just so that we could watch Top Gun Maverick that he bought. Yes, because we get psyched to get drunk and watch Top Gun Maverick.
You like them playing beach football? Oh, yeah.
No, that's the most tilting part of the movie.
It doesn't make any sense. Because
it makes no sense. Because you got to play offense and defense at the same time. Right. Tilting. Yeah. Beyond tilting.
Yeah.
But when he's running through the simulation and showing them that it's possible and drops the bomb and at zero gravity, we're all high-fiving.
Well, I'm going to be high-fiving. For years. What did I used to say was my favorite band for years? What did I used to say?
Toto?
Hootie?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No.
Your favorite band for years.
You guys
years.
Don't remember? I used to always say this.
None of the bands that Heavy Metal Chris loves. I know
you were a Hootie and the Blowfish guy.
Well, I love Hootie and the Blowfish. They were great.
They weren't your number one
seed. Hint.
I have their gold record.
Oh, I'm the Counting Crows.
Counting Crows. I used to always say that was my favorite band. That was my favorite album for years. They haven't put out an album in 10 years. They're putting out a new one this year.
They're
like 30th anniversary of like when Mr. Jones came out.
Ah, perfect.
So, let me see. It's a weird name. They are weird dudes. But that guy, Adam Duritz, is a beast. He doesn't have the whatever the hair was before.
He doesn't have the dreads anymore.
He's got like regular hair now.
See, that's such a great scam for bands. Like now they can do the, hey, we're touring for the 30th anniversary of the Mr. Jones album.
Right.
We're going to play it in its entirety. And all the nostalgia dorks are going to come out and pay high ticket prices to see it.
Well, I've seen them live. They're awesome.
I'm sure they're great.
The new album is called Butter Miracle, The Complete Sweets, whatever that means.
Butter is a miracle. You slather it all over your bread, and it's so delicious.
Love it. Slather it all over my broccoli cakes.
Sounds good, too.
Put a little adobo in it, too.
Put some butter on the broccoli, sprinkle some parm on it, too.
Oh, really?
Pretty good.
I haven't really done that.
Come on. It's so good, EB. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica. They will be in town in just about 2 weeks. They'll be at Northwest Stadium. Keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up very soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.